2 years after the passing of Annalisa Mikkel, the strange voice of the 23-year-old has been reverberating through a hushed courtroom, screaming obscenities at the ancient chants of priests. The bizarre sounds have come from tapes recorded during some 70 visits the two Catholic priests made to the Bavarian home of Annalisa Mikkel for 11 months preceding her death, July the 1st, 1976. They tried to drive away the demons that the woman, her parents, and the two priests were convinced possessed her. And I myself strongly agree that the woman was indeed possessed. The exorcism case has a special meaning in Bavaria, the largest and southernmost state in Germany, in which 70% of the almost 11 million residents are Catholic. Annalisa Mikkel, a former student teacher at nearby Würzburg University, was, by all accounts, a deeply religious person raised by deeply religious parents in the small Bavarian town of Klingenberg, where her father operates a sawmill. As a teenager, she had occasional psychiatric care and later developed a history of epilepsy for which she was treated. When, after 4 years of medical treatment, her condition and mental depression worsened, she and her parents apparently became convinced that demons or the devil had possessed her, and the family turned to the local church for the cure. Now, Annalisa underwent 67 exorcism rites altogether, with audio recordings from the exorcisms leaked to the public over the years. Now, I'm sure many of us by now have already heard these recordings, but one topic from the recording, which over the years has started to become more clearer, is the topic on the handful of German bishops trying to infect the church with heresy. Have a listen to the recording. The very words, the Dutch bishops are heretics. Are we seeing proof of this today? Now, you may have heard of the German synodal path, which is a controversial several-year process that began in December of 2019 and involved bishops and laity from Germany to address issues such as the exercise of power, sexual morality, the priesthood, and the role of women in the church. On these issues, several of its members have publicly expressed positions contrary to Catholic doctrines, such as the ordination of women and changes in the church's teaching on homosexual acts, which have led to accusations of heresy and fears of schism. Same-sex blessings, the right for women to give homilies, women's ordination, and the acceptance of gender theory found a vast majority in the Synodal Assembly, which consisted of more than 200 delegates, half bishops and half lay people. Even more than two-thirds of the bishops signed off on the reform ideas. Now, many bishops and priests around the world have sent out warnings to the German bishops on what great confusion this path could bring to the church.
Praise be Jesus Christ. The German bishops have approved the blessing of what I call sinful partnership situations. It's the bishops who have approved this. Don't blame this on some synodal way. You're the shepherds. This is on you. What does this mean for us priests? Like, this is an honest question. What do you say to a priest who actually believes that the New Testament is the inspired Word of God? What do you say to a priest who grew up on people like St. John Vianney, St. Padre Pio, St. Philip Neri, St. Faustina, and the list goes on, St. John Paul II, St. Thomas Aquinas? What do you say to priests who actually believe what the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches? What do you say to priests who take seriously what is arguably the most important line in all of the Vatican II documents, the opening line of Dei Verbum. Hearing the word of God with reverence and proclaiming it with faith. What do you say to a priest who just wants to be faithful to the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ and now might find himself in a situation where the leadership, his bishop or cardinal or whatever, has betrayed what is clearly taught in the New Testament and is clearly taught by the saints, is clearly taught in the Catechism of the Catholic Church? What does a priest like that do?
That doesn't mean all these changes will all become reality right away. In fact, some might never happen. In a way, the German fight for a progressive church has just begun. St. John Vianney, patron saint of parish priests, pray for us.